if you go after the hurricane, I think the aeroplanes weren't bad, but whether there was any one of them was really in the same league, I honestly don't know. But you've got to remember that Sir Sidney Cam probably didn't design them. The project office designed them, and Sir Sidney Cam probably told them it was rubbish, because he wanted to be on the right side. If it didn't work, he won't say, well, I told you so. And that's all a bit of a joke. But fellas like Ralph Hooper will give you a much, much better idea than I can of the technical aspects of Sir Sidney. I only really knew him almost, I'd go as far as say, on the social side. So, what you say is there's no doubt he was a very capable chap, but he was capable in the times, perhaps, of the biplanes. And when it came to monocoque-type construction, of course, that was all new to him.
Yes.
Because the Hurricane was really a biplane design.
Yes. Yes.
With metal wings.
Yeah. But I mean, that's right. I mean, he, by this time, he'd actually sort of become a kind of a leader of design teams. I mean, he was less an aircraft designer.
Yeah.
By your time, but he nevertheless managed very successfully to lead the design teams.
Question about that.
I mean, what was it that he actually had which made him the success that he was? Because there was something about him, wasn't
there? Yeah,
to lead this sort of vast body of people.
Yeah. He had the ability to generate enormous respect. And that was perhaps because of his historical situation, having started virtually at the bottom and working his way up to the top. He couldn't have done that unless he'd been quite exceptional. But, my view of Sir Sidney is probably very different to a lot of other people, because I liked him very much and treated him, as I said earlier, as if he was, a relative almost. Because I could talk to him. That'd be amazing, really. I almost pull his leg.